What's going on? It's your man Jay Styles here. San Antonio, Texas, in the city. Let's see, tonight I want to talk about dating. I'm actually been married 14 years. Wonderful. Have a wonderful, beautiful partner. She's awesome. You know, I have some acquaintances that, you know, they're younger, 19, 20, 21. So I come from a time back when smartphones weren't around. You know, text had just came out, but you had to pay 25 cents per text, and you had to wait till after 9 p.m. to, you know, if you want them free calls, or every minute was going to cost you. And you wouldn't be too happy when you'd get that bill, or your dad or mom anyways. So, you know, what happened to meeting people at school, maybe the mall, actually bumping into somebody and making a first impression? What happened to those times? The smartphone totally just, you know, it's an awesome device. You know, it serves more than one purpose now, not just calling. It's a GPS. It's so many things rolled into one. It's some people just can't, you know, it's their lifeline. They can't seem to get off of it. So it's just, I hear stories about apps being on Tinder, POF. I don't know how many apps there is out there. Have a couple of, you know, like I said, I have acquaintances that tell me stories. And, you know, from what I understand, Tinder's not really a dating app. It's more of a hookup, get your fix for the night. But what happens when maybe that Tinder hookup just came from 1, 2, or 3 hours ago, so, or multiple Tinder hookups that day, so you're getting sloppy seconds, thirds, or who knows what you're getting. I mean, I can't wrap my head around that, you know. I understand there's some legit dating sites out there, like ChristianMingle.com, some that I've seen that are aired on the television. There's even a new one called Farmers Only. Like, whoa. So, you know, just going to be talking about just life in general topics. Whatever's on my mind. You know, I'm kind of old school. I'm also a father of, I have two teens. They just got into their teens. So, it's a whole nother chapter as well. I'll be talking about that too. Family, dealing with teens, stuff like that. Any type of comments, feedback is appreciated. I'm fairly new at this, so I'm definitely looking to, you know, gain an audience and interact with anybody that wants to comment or even do some co-hosting, or, you know, that'd be pretty awesome. But it's just this, you know, topic of dating, I feel it's just out of control. It's not even dating anymore. It's just about hooking up. I mean, some women, guys, maybe even lost count of their partners, how many they've been with. You know, I don't know. I don't think it's anything to be proud of, but to each their own. How would you feel if you were on Tinder and you hooked up, but you found out that he or she was your third stop of the day? How would that make you feel? Unless all you care about is getting your fix, you know? Like I said, to each their own, everybody, you know? But I just, mentally, I wouldn't be able to do anything in that aspect. It would just, I don't know, it's just something that I just think it's a new way of, the smartphone just changed everything, and it's gonna keep changing. So it makes me wonder what's next after this. You know, it's evolved so much from when you had this big, huge, you know, Nokia, Motorola cell phone that, you know, all you could really do was call and send a text, but, you know, you had to use your number keys to I mean, you can have multiple windows open on a phone. You can be on a call. You can be browsing. You can be multitasking, doing so many things, running so many windows at a time. It's just, it's insane. It's unbelievable. I never in my mind would have imagined anything like this. So how would you feel though on that topic of Tinder? I mean, I want to get some comments, feedback. Have you been on Tinder? Have you done that 2-3 hookups in one day? How do you feel? You know, it's just an interesting topic. Do you get any type of attachment to these people you meet on Tinder? Or is it just that one time meeting, wham, I'm out, you know, and you just move on to the next? I've never been on Tinder, I've never tried it, I never will, because it just honestly really scares me. When you swipe right and you meet with that person, and then you go your separate ways after that one meeting, hookup, whatever you want to call it, is that it? It's over? Or do they pop back up in your feed and you can heart their picture or thumbs up it, swipe it, or I don't know, whatever gets done on those apps? Or can you just continue to message through the app? Is there some crazy Tinder stories out there? I'd love to hear them. I'd love to do a segment, maybe co-host. As far as doing a Tinder story, that'd be pretty interesting to maybe hear some stories. So definitely leave me some comments. Definitely if you want to collaborate, maybe do a co-host, shoot a small episode, would be awesome. Until next time, I'm out. Jay Styles. I'll catch you on the next.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.